want to run everybody past my thoughts for how we get this thing out the door and give ourselves an afternoon off. Is we spend about an hour now splitting into groups and looking at, there are four things that need doing left on the report outside of spell checking and formatting and all that good stuff. So number one is the executive summary needs to be written. What we've kind of agreed in the various discussions, the exec summary will be quite short, lead to the recommendations quite quickly, because frankly there's no point in repeating the analysis in the exec summary. So it's just a kind of, so we're talking about a page probably maximum for that. We need somebody to read through section 4.1 and make sure it makes sense and it's not missing anything. We need someone to read through section 4.2 and make sure that makes sense. And 4.3, which is the piece we worked on yesterday, still needs another read through and some language tidying up. So my proposal would be that we spend an hour now, from quarter past, or 10 past now, to about 10 past 11 doing those read throughs. Come back together as a team. And then we will go through on screen. We may need to move a bit closer because it's not that zoomed in, but we go through on screen any changes and tweaks together that each of the groups recommending. So we're all happy and comfortable with those language changes. That should take us to about 12:15. I would then propose that we probably, Alice, Denise and I, just work on spell checking, formatting, making sure footnotes are all looking good. And then we would aim to publish by before 2 p.m. this afternoon. Does that work for everybody? Do you think that's achievable?
I just need to apologize. I have a presentation about the Prague meeting, so I will not be probably present the whole afternoon session, but I will try to be as much as possible here.
So I think the substantive work we should be able to get done before midday, so... anything after midday, I think, is just going to be format and spell check and that sort of stuff. So that works fine. And are you happy? You comfortable with that?
Yeah.
Hartmut, you good with that? Cool. Alejandro, how you feeling about that? Does that work for you?
Yeah.
Martin, good. Bill, you right with that? Jeff, sorry. Whatever your name is. Yeah, exactly. Cool. So proposal would be that Alejandro and I take the exec summary and get start crafting that. Who would like to take section one and do a read through of that? I'm kind of looking to you guys over here. Great, fantastic. So just looking for language, anything that looks a bit confusing, doesn't read right, you know, anything you feel that if it doesn't support the recommendation properly, then that sort of stuff. Two Swedes together. Is this wise? Hartmut and Andre, are you comfortable to work on section 4.2 together?
With
yeah, just
yeah. As I said, I just recovered from very bad illness, so I'm afraid I will not be the team leader, but I will try. Yeah.
Are you drinking wine?
No, that's Coke.
I totally just, I was like, nice work. That's what I like to see, fighting spirit. Cool. And then, Jeff and Martin and Bill, if he graces us with his presence, do 4.3, yeah? Cool. Let's do it.
And before we break up into groups, just one more process question. So Alice has a draft. I think draft text to actually post it on the public comment forum. Has there been a decision for the period or number of days that you want to leave it open for public comment? Normally the minimum is 30 and it can be up from there. A date to keep in mind is posting for documents for the Prague meeting, which starts June 24 officially. So June 10 would be the final sort of end date deadline that we're shooting for to post anything that you want to discuss publicly in Prague. So
we've had that discussion today. We've agreed on 45 days.
Okay.
So that's...
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry.
That takes us through May 1st.
Right.
That will be through May 1st. So we would have about a month, that would compress our schedule, right? Like 3 weeks after the closing of the period to...
Consider any comments and
do
your final draft.
Early June.
That sounds really good.
We would have essentially May for drafting the response, absorbing the comments.
Cool. Let's do it. If we meet back at quarter past 11, or we'll start reviewing the changes at quarter past 11.
Simon, I have a question. Let's take 4.2.
Yep.
That's a remark on the need to be determined whether you wish to use team or read observation from evidence. I will go into details to go everything, replace we by only as an example.
That's a good question. We haven't read. We use the word that we use the phrase the review team a lot through the document. Jeff, what's your thoughts?
I have a suggestion there. Yesterday I read through and noticed these ambiguities. And my proposal is everywhere where we use the review team, we shall say SSR review team.
Yes.
Review team with capital letters.
Yeah.
Initial capital letters, but on the many places we mentioned the review team in the beginning of the text, and then we don't have to repeat it. Then we can say we later on in the same text.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
As soon as there's a
I think that's a good approach.
I agree.
Yeah.
So if you want, I mean, don't feel like you need to make unless you desperately want to make changes all the way through. That's fine, but we can do that on screen very quickly. I mean, I can flick through with Alice and Denise and do that later on if you like. So that's I guess what we're after in terms of this read through is substantive content changes. That makes any sense? And just what might work is just scribble them on the printout and then we'll type them up on screen.
I think proofing is good too. I mean, I wouldn't deter people from catching proofing. It's a big document.
True.
More eyes on it.
Does this work then? If we use, rather than try and make electronic changes and try and merge them across, if people use the printout and just highlight with a pen and scribble on it, that does that work? If you see a spelling mistake, or to your point, Andrew, about something that's language-wise a bit ambiguous, then do that. Cool. So I've got version. Just to be clear, I've got version 18 is the latest version. Is this one, Alice? Is that right? And I have version 19 open. So the plan would be that version 19 will be the first draft. This is 18, that's just come out, Cool, let's do it.
Understanding is very, very easy job. 4.2.
It's perfect because I really feel so badly that I knew it.
I have the same problem. I was in other places. So.
But I need some easy job, really.
You don't need to ask for it. Only 3 pages, so the idea is to see if any is inconsistent, or if we can use the wording. This observation, when you have we our ways will be review team. So
yeah.